Hello and welcome to another episode of Off Sweet Bus. For today, I want to address all entrepreneurs. Man, give some clarity to your business. That's the message. Thank you.
Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
No, I'm joking. Guys, I'm currently doing some business plan competition, and it's really a nice project. I mean, it's part of the Balkan Green ideas, and we are evaluating social enterprises with the opportunity of, you know, making the world a better place to live. So as I'm doing this for my second year, our job is to actually evaluate all the business plans and try to see what's the potential and everything. And we do have several criteria. First and most important is financial. Business justification. Is it really a business or a project, a research one or something? Second is, well, what's the impact on the local community? Are you just have your own land and you're just trying to build something, or you have a lot of people around you, so you're building something that you can support an inclusion of the people around you? And the third is the environment. Is it an eco-friendly or not? And the fourth one is the, can you make an impact? Can you scale this actually? Are you doing a positive and not environmental society impact? And the fifth one, is it innovative? So it's really exciting for me because I want to be in touch with reality. I want to evaluate business plans and I want to evaluate. And this year, we got like 20 applicants. And from those 20 applicants, we need to evaluate. And you know what? Based on different criteria, different business models and everything, we choose the top 5 or top 10. And then they do a pitch deck and then they present and we choose the top 3. And those are the top 3 that goes on a Balkan Europe level in order to compete on more money. But anyway, I'm digesting. I love this. I love looking at entrepreneurs, and these are really social enterprises. And as a social enterprises, they're really trying to figure out how to make impact and how they can actually make the world a better place to live. So for me, it's really an opportunity to evaluate. However, I'm looking at the applications and I'm seeing few patterns, and man, that's a podcast for me. Some of them are technical experts. They're really good at what they're doing. However, they're unable to explain what they're doing. I mean, I'm reading a 20-page document and at the end of the day, I'm like, man, what's the input? What's the process? What's the output? And how are you going to sell? I mean, let me simplify it. Step one, what's the input? What do you need in order to start selling? Start doing your business. Step two, what's your process? Well, you get something, you need to do something with it, resell it, add value or whatever, manufacturing. Step three, well, how are you going to sell it? To who and what? And step four, well, how you're going to actually make money out of all of this? And I mean, I'm not allowed to get into details, but I'm looking at really weird stuff. It's like, I cannot discuss details. Someone has invented something and about something with something and they're going to use. And I'm reading the 20 pages and I'm not sure what's going on. And man, we are entrepreneurs. I think that it should be a compulsory for every entrepreneur or business owner to get some lectures, even for free by the government, but it's not a marketing and sales. it's PR. Well, PR is more how to handle news and stuff. No, I think it's more on, I don't know how to say this actually. It's still under the marketing, who you are and what you do. Or elevator pitch. That's the thing. Well, if you want to become an entrepreneur, elevator pitch. Well, hello, my name is Dancho, and I'm a B2B marketing and sales consultant. My company, BizB Solution, helps high-ticket service providers with their lead generation support, and what we deliver is appointment setting. Okay, I'm thinking this on the spot. It's not like I have it written. But as an investor, then I was like, okay, now I know what you do. Show me your numbers. Show me your opportunity. What's the market? What's the demand? What's the competition and stuff? But I'm looking at the business plans that I cannot get into details, guys, but they're weird. And there is videos showing me the production process. And after I'm watching the video, I still don't know what they do. Really. It's like, well, this is what we do. And you watch a 1 minute video and you're like, I still don't know what you do. What's the product? Who are you selling? So a note to all entrepreneurs, do the pitch deck. It's not to show it pitch deck to investors. It's to tell your friends what you do. I mean, I go to a coffee and what you do, I'm like B2B marketing and sales consultant. I don't need you. I need you, but what do you do? Or I run an agency that helps high ticket service providers reach out to cold prospects, nurture them and get them to a meeting. And that's it. And I don't need it to get funding. I need to tell my friends. So exercise, try to tell your friends what you do and think about it. Whenever someone said, well, my family has no understanding on what I do. That's the keyword. Try to figure out what you do and try to simplify it without the, we help aspiring and opportunistic entrepreneurs to get their vision in the next 5 to 10 years by utilizing their knowledge and the impact that they are going to do to the environment. And then your friends was like, okay, good luck. I have no idea what you're still doing. Try to do it like, are you explaining to a little boy? It's like, I try to help high ticket service providers get more meetings. That's it. As simple as that. How I do it? Well, of course, we have the consulting, which is done with you. We have the book, which is do it yourself. We have the agency, which is we're going to do everything for you. But you really need to put some effort. I have 20 business plans to go over it. And I mean, wow, I'm surprised of what people are doing. And some of them are really good. Don't get me wrong. I've realized that I should do this even for free, because by reading different business plans, I'm learning about the latest trends. There are some things, it's not like that I can use them, but I want to be aware. So, lesson for today, tell your little kid what you're doing and try to make sure that they understand, and try to use a simple sentence, because if you can't tell your kid or your friends what you're doing, how do you expect your family to understand? And if your family cannot understand what you're doing, well, how can you expect investors or anyone? Because if you don't have a clear picture of what you do, it will affect your marketing sales. As simple as that. So spend 5 minutes. Actually, I will spend a week, but no one has that time. You know me. Spend 5-10 minutes. Think about, I did this, and don't use those templates. I'm helping XYZ value proposition by XYZ value. No. But that's tell to a small kid what you do. And it really helps, because the business plan that I'm looking ahead of me, it really feels like they need a session on a mix between PR, marketing, pitch deck towards sales, something like that. That's all for me, guys. I really hope that you're going to try this at home. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bsbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.